Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. You know him because he's been a little bit of everywhere, done a little bit of everything. And this Sunday, NXT TakeOver in your house. He's competing for the NXT Championship. We've got Cool Kyle here. Kyle O'Reilly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Sean Ross at?
I'm doing great. Ever since I was told, oh, you're going to do this interview, I'm like, what can I talk to him about that nobody else will talk about this week? And I was like, well, he's Cool Kyle. I want him to tell me if some things are cool or if they're not cool.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right. I'm about to be exposed as a poser here, but I'll see what I can do.
So we're going to play cool or not cool. First out of the gate, bucket hats. Are they cool? Have they ever been cool?
I've never really been a bucket hat guy. I mean, Gilligan's Island, he pulled it off. I mean, I can't believe they're making a comeback now. I remember in the 90s, like, I never really liked the bucket hat. Now, the other day, I was at the mall, and they were everywhere. So, I'm going to go not cool, but I know I'm probably wrong.
Scarlett singing Karrion Kross's theme as he's walking down to the ring. Is it cool? Is it not cool?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
She's got some pipes, man. She can sing.
She does, and the whole presentation of it, the music, the fog, they pair really well together, and it's extremely, extremely badass, in my opinion.
Giant Lex Luger figure from 1991. Is it cool? Is it not cool?
Very cool.
It is very cool. It's the first figure I ever owned, but...
Oh, nice.
You're going to have the bucket hat community coming after you now.
Really? Okay, for me, I don't think I could pull the bucket hat off. For other people, if they look good in a bucket hat, that's pretty cool. But yeah, from personal experience, I'm not a bucket hat guy.
We're gonna see you with a bucket hat on NXT in a few weeks, making it up, being like, guys, listen, I promise, I meant no offense, it's okay. So you've got this huge match, NXT TakeOver in your house. Did you grow up in your house? I mean, it's a huge part of my youth. Todd Pettengill, the association is so cool, and you're competing at In Your House now.
Yeah, last year when they brought In Your House back, you know, dealing with the pandemic and everything, I was kind of had stepped away for a little bit, short amount of time. And then the In Your House came about, and getting to see it with the house set and everything, you know, the red, white, and blue ropes. It was just such like a cool throwback, and just the nostalgia feelings were very real. And now this year I get to compete at In Your House, in the main event, no less. I'm very excited, and really, really neat opportunity. And loved In Your House growing up. So cool.
When I talked to Johnny, he was like, yeah, it was a big part of my youth. And we were talking about how, like, you would see Doc Hendricks and Todd Pettengill on Action Zone and stuff like that on the weekends. Like, there are so many elements of nostalgia, like, that aren't necessarily, they're not tired or old because it hasn't been used in 20 years. When you saw that last year, were you a little bummed? You're like, oh man, I'm not gonna be there for that.
Oh, I was so bummed. But then to see it like become a regular yearly thing, that's awesome. I'll get the chance to be part of it this year, and you know, hopefully again this time next year.
And as I mentioned, Johnny, he's going to be in that match, as will be Pete Dunne, as will be you, Karrion Kross, and a guy that you beat, and just, he hasn't wrestled since you beat him, and he's in the title match. From a character standpoint, how would cool Kyle O'Reilly feel about that? The guy that he just beat, is Adam Cole entrenched enough in that world title picture to where he'd be like, you got to take the good with the bad? Or would he, like, is he mad that Adam Cole is getting the same opportunity he did?
I mean, I'm strictly professional. I know what Adam Cole's done, what he's capable of, what he's accomplished. 100% he deserves to be in that match. And he played it smart by somehow weaseling his way into it. You know, he can't fault him for being a smart guy. That said, you know, it was extremely personal, building up to TakeOver Stand and Deliver. We had it out, and now I've been able to move past it. And now for me, you know, I see Adam Cole, sure, we're bitter, we hate each other, but you know, it's not quite the same. I feel I was able to sort of vanquish that demon from my past that was Adam Cole in the previous match. And now moving forward, my main focus isn't about hurting Adam Cole, it's about becoming the NXT champion. So that's 100% where my focus is at right now.
And you've had experience with, I think, almost all of these guys. When you're preparing for a fatal five-way match, obviously there's a lot more that goes into it. There's a lot more moving parts. There can be less but more downtime depending on how the match happens. How do you mentally prepare for that when, I mean, again, it's a pandemic. The reps haven't always been there for a lot of people. There's a lot of moving parts to make a match like this main event and main event quality. How is that going to work for you?
It's a very unpredictable match. I honestly don't think I've ever been in a five-way. I've done four-ways and sure, you know, tag matches, six-man tag matches, you know, four-corner, eight-guy tag matches. But a five-way, that's, you know, you got to have your head in a swivel because there is damage coming from every direction. And you mentioned before having experience with all these guys, and that's true, minus Karrion Kross. I've never touched Karrion Kross in a ring before. So, you know, it's definitely unpredictable. I've been witness to the path of destruction that he has left since arriving in NXT. And, you know, it's impressive. I got to admit. But when I look at a guy that I think I match up really well with, and it would certainly be a Karrion Kross. I think we have very similar styles and philosophies in, you know, our toolbox. I would dare to say you put another 100 pounds on Kyle O'Reilly, you're looking at Karrion Kross. So it's interesting to see what could possibly happen in this match. And, you know, it's really tough to prepare for it. Just got to do what I do every time, and that's just bring the fight and, you know, hope for the best.
That's something I wanted to mention. So the way that I first met Karrion Kross was we were talking about Catch as Catch Can Wrestling. And a lot of people don't realize he was training to be an MMA fighter when he was like, you know, I think I'd rather just beat people up in wrestling. Like there, and you implement MMA and Catch as Catch Can Wrestling style very, very well. Like, you two, the best in NXT at that. When you see that, are you like, man, he's a big dude, but I really want to get a piece of that. I want to see what he can do firsthand.
Yeah, I think Kross has the benefit of being so physically dominating and strong. I think when you have those strengths, like, I'm not taking anything away from the guy, but he has to rely on the minute details of technique a little bit less than a guy like me does. So for me, you know, I put all of my training and focus and prowess towards the little technical details that make all the difference in, you know, a jiu-jitsu match or a catch match. So I think that might give me the edge, not being able to rely on as much strength. But that said, you know, the guy can dish it out, and I'm sure he can handle it. But then again, he's never faced Kyle O'Reilly before, and that's just a whole other animal into itself.
We speak about that style and people who emulate it very well and do it very well. You and Kushida had one of my favorite matches ever back in – you had a few of them. And we've seen you all have some tag team matches against each other, but we have not seen, like, the full-on one-on-one just you two guys in NXT. Do you think that that's, like, maybe a coincidence? Do you think WWE knows that they've got something special there? Like, I'm so excited to hopefully see that again.
Yeah, I'm as excited and as curious as you are, man. That's something I'd love to play back and give to a whole new audience here in WWE and NXT. You know, we fought in multiple continents all over the world against each other in singles matches. And, you know, there's guys you come across in this business where you feel like, you know, I was born to wrestle this guy, or we just have good chemistry. And Kushida is certainly one of those guys. But that said, I mean, pretty much every other guy in this five-way too, I feel like that to a degree, with Johnny and Pete and Adam. These are guys I've been wrestling for many years and share a really, I guess, a special bond, you could say, when it comes to wrestling. And there's just guys that you mesh well with, and Kushida is definitely on top of that list.
We mentioned you maybe not being in a five-way match before. We have seen you in a bunch of War Games matches, and that'll be happening sooner than later, within a few months probably. When you're told for the first time you're going to be in a War Games match, what goes through your head? How you feeling?
That was like, what? Really? Like, I couldn't believe that they were going to do a War Games match. And then you get there and you see it all set up. There's two rings. There's a giant cage that surrounds both rings. And it's going to be, you know, the first one was actually three teams, three on three on three. So it was just, it was a little unique and different in that regard. But To have done it now, I believe 4 years we've been in the War Games, the Undisputed Era, right?
Yeah.
Four. Or is it three? No, it's four, right?
It's been four. You all had the triple threat. You all faced Dunn, Ricochet, War Raiders. You all faced Dijakovic, Lee, Owens, and Ciampa. Then last year. So, I mean, this will be the first year that you're not doing it.
Well, who knows? But it's cool to be part of something that an entire brand has been built off of. It's not just a War Games match. It's a War Games takeover. And now there is a female War Games match as well. So it's become this whole thing. And it's a rare opportunity to be part of something new and unique and special in this business. Not that it's new and unique. It's been done before. But, it had been a while before the first War Games came back. And it's cool to know that they trust you to, this is something we're giving to you and make the most of it. And to know that they trust us to represent the company and that match in a positive light, it's really neat.
Did you know about that, like, well ahead of time? Did you have time, like, in your brain to be like, oh, I'm going to do this and this, and this might happen to me?
Yeah, I mean, not too much time, you know. Shortly before that Regal made the match, we would have known about it. So it doesn't give you a ton of time to really think about it. But of course, every single year I've gone on the network and watched almost every War Games match just because they're fun and nostalgic and so well done that if I can bring a little piece of this to the match, then I'll be happy. One guy in particular, I think it was the War Games in maybe 96, but X-Pac comes in. He's just bumping all over Sweet Creation. I'm like, I want to channel that guy because he's just got his work boots on. And he's all over the place and just making everyone look great. And that's kind of where I'm coming from.
And Wolf had told me that Triple H and Shawn Michaels were both pretty instrumental in some of those. What do you remember, like, any advice? I mean, they hadn't been in War Games. They had been in Elimination Chamber, but right. We had always heard this was something Triple H really wanted to do.
Yeah, I can totally see that. They just do a really good job of inspiring us without fully telling us what to do. They just give us, you know, here's the canvas and here's the paint, and you guys paint your picture. And they've always been really pleased with everything we've created, and hopefully those opportunities will keep coming.
Now, as we wrap up, reminder, guys, In Your House, June 13th, NXT title match, but We've seen the pandemic obviously cause people to be less active. We haven't seen people having dozens and dozens of matches over a year. WWE's about to head back out on the road. How are you feeling? How are you preparing for such a thing? I mean, I'm sure you're staying busy in training, of course, but, I mean, your schedule is about to change. And as you mentioned, you missed a few months last year. There were a couple months where you didn't wrestle this year. How are you feeling mentally and physically leading into that?
Just plain old excited, man. I can't wait to get back into crowds. I mean, of course, everyone's saying that. It's so cliche at this point. Yeah. We just want fans back. But it's true. We do. It makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, I've been a wrestler for going on 16 years, and I've spent a lot of that time traveling. This has been the longest time I've gone without even being on a plane since I started wrestling. I mean, it's been 14 months since I've been on a flight, 15 months since I've been on a flight. It's crazy. And I'm not going to, you know, it's nice getting to sleep in my own bed every night and knowing where I'm going to be at every single week, schedule-wise, routine-wise, but you miss that pro wrestler lifestyle. And that's you know, on the road, that's working in a different house every night and meeting all sorts of different amazing fans. That's kind of what the business is really all about. So I'm looking forward to getting back to that.
Guys, NXT TakeOver In Your House, June 13th. We got Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly, Hillbilly Jim signed with a bucket hat. Is it cool?
Okay, that is cool. It's actually signed by him? Dang.
Oh, and if you doubt it, the person who gave this to me also gave me this picture of him holding up the signed figures.
Gotta love it.
Nothing is cooler. Kyle O'Reilly, thank you so much for the time.
Good chatting with you, man. Have a good day.
Until next time, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.